Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we just gonna have church. I know the Lord. Oh,
sir. Yes, sir.
I think I'm going to say it like this. Some have. Whatever how you do. Yes, sir. It's for the good of soul. You've been called. Well, God. It don't mean that you've been called just to preach, but well, God got a plan for us today. You know what his plan
is? Yes, sir.
He's going to wake us up. And start us on our way and give him thanks. It's good to be in the house of prayer once again, brother. It's good to thank God.
Yes,
number one, this of his greatness, because he didn't have to do it, man. He could have said, well, I've done my faithful
yes, sir.
He was over a few days.
Yes.
Come up alive and let you
have
to live with us. I thank God for that, man, because. It's him.
Yes, sir.
It's him. The amazing day of thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
We could have made a lot of excuses, you know, but thank him. But we came out to press on. It goes up farther, but because the day is fast.
Yes, sir.
Day fast?
Yeah, it is.
And we would do, some of us said this might be the last broadcast on this side, you know what I'm talking about? Never know. You never know, Red, but we just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's
always
keep your prayer. You'll never
know
for the whole ministry. You know, because if you got things on your mind, if you got things, then sometimes you can get over here. And God just lifts some of them burdens off of them. Sometimes
he lifts it, man. I mean, he lifts it. And I just thank God for it. For his
yes,
mercy.
Sir.
We deserve justice, brother. But he give us that mercy. I was listening to that song about a few times back to back, a few of them. But one of them kind of hit me again. I said, well, when it's all over, I said, put
it's
on
all over.
And tell the story how I made it.
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
Thank God for that. When the book said, we not even worried to go for the throne with a crown on. We're going to dash his feet. Like the
24-hour. Yes, sir.
Dash his feet.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's all right, man. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, sir, what a mighty God we serve. His wonders work. Oh, hallelujah. Boy, we... And I thank the Lord for his Holy Spirit. Well, we hadn't even had a chance to talk this morning, but what was on my mind, God let you bring it out, man. God remembers. Hallelujah. 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 God remembers our works. God remembers. Hallelujah. Even the tears that we shed, God remembers. Oh, and it's, we feel thankful. Hallelujah! When he lets us know that he cares, we feel blessed, and we are just set in awe. We can't help but worship and praise him when he has made a way. I like it. I love it when the song first came on. He said, "We just having church." That's what was on my mind. Just give God some thanks. Give God some praise for the things he has brought us through, for the way that he has made, for the burdens he has lifted, for the time the body has been afflicted and he has healed. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The many times God let you know it and comfort you. Even through this whole Bible, he comforts. Jesus has victory all throughout the Bible. Hallelujah. Those that would trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. None have our Lord and Savior Jesus lost. None that was given unto him. Hallelujah. So we thank God for this morning, for truly this is a day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad. And in whatever, I'm so glad he gave us this day, even our daily bread he gives us. It helps us throughout the day. This day. See, tomorrow's bread is for tomorrow. Yesterday's bread was for yesterday, but he's going to give us this day. Daily bread, our bread that is for today. We thank God. We praise God. We lift him up. Glory to his name. We're so thankful that he blessed us to see this day. We say it many times. We lay down in faith and woke up in reality. We lay down with hope in our heart. And we woke up in sight. We lay down. Just as our lives, as we slumber and we slept, God allow angels to watch over us. You know, even though you don't believe it so, the adversary desires to sift you. Like we, if God would let him have his way upon us, he more terrible than what we have ever experienced before. But God puts a hedge of protection around us. Though he lets us bear just little things. Paul said these light afflictions. But what you think would happen to us if God removed his hand? Oh, hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Trying not to hold you long, but I'm giving what's on my heart, a little short lesson. I'm trying to explain as best I can, and we ask God his blessings on it in the name of Jesus. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, it's a blessing. It's an opportunity. we are in awe that we are even allowed to call you Father. To the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. Thank you for this time that you've given us. Bless us, Father, to receive what you have for us. Oh, bless us that we may concentrate on thee, glorify thee, give thanks, honor. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I want to tell you that we do love you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this time. Thank you for every situation as well as they are. Some may look at the situation as being very terrible, but we still say, thank you, Father God, and we trust you, Father God. We hope in you, and we tell you that we love you. We love thee. Thank you for this moment. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Oh, bless us in this day, our daily bread. Oh, comfort us, keep us. Oh, be with us, Father God. We never want to take you for granted, but we count it as a blessing, as an honor, oh, as a privilege to call you Father. So thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for letting us know that you're with us, Father God. Also hold our hand, Father God. Oh, hold our hand and bless us to remember that you remember us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Reb, you got your word before you, Reb? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to do a little traveling now. Y'all, brother, in Tennessee. Genesis, the 8th chapter of Genesis.
Mm.
Oh, hallelujah. And we hear him talk, right? We haven't even talked this morning, right?
No, we're talking the spirit.
Yes, but we sure did, because as your discourse was this morning, as the song you play, but it just resonated in my spirit. I just felt the Holy Spirit and lets me know that God already in the midst. So I just want to encourage hearts this morning, and we should be thankful for our relationship with mankind and even with God himself. Hallelujah. Look at this Genesis, the 8th chapter. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Genesis 8:1. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. God made a wind to blow over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. God remembered Noah and dried up the water. Oh, hallelujah. I just want to put that on your mind. God remembers his people, his Noah's family. God remembers even all that was with Noah. God remembers. I just want you to put that in your mind. God remembers whatever you're going. You see, I hadn't even talked to Rev. I just had praise on my heart, and even I want to help encourage someone that may be going through. But God gives us warnings, hallelujah, and he blesses us, and those that would be connected to him, he put this on Noah's mind and what he wanted Noah to do to build, because God knew what he was going to do. so he sends a message, hallelujah, put it on the leadership heart, if you will. Hallelujah, that the members may be protected. So when he starts to move, you don't get in the way, hallelujah, of his wrath. So if you would listen to that father, that mother, that preacher, that teacher, that overseer God has put in your life, hallelujah, hallelujah, God remembers. I'm gonna let you know that God remembers. This first verse told you that God remembers Noah. Hallelujah. So what he did, he dried up the waters. Okay, we have that in our memory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 8:1-2. Then we're going to travel, hallelujah, to Psalms 56:8. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 56. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Work it out, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have, hallelujah, David here in the Psalms. When the Philistines took him in Gath. David seeks mercy from God amidst the malice of his enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? So what I'm trying to tell you this morning, God remembers you and your works. Even your tears, God remembers. Hallelujah. Oh, the things in your heart, what you will allow God to bless. Hallelujah. Through you, God remembers the good deeds that you try to do to people and for the people of God. David said, I cry unto thee. Then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for my God is for me. Hallelujah. In that alone is worthy of our praise. And in that alone is worthy of us to worship him. In that alone. And see, one thing about when you worship and you praise the Lord, worshiping God is a continual thing. Praise the God is an outward appreciation to him, a waving of the hand. But a worship is on the inside. Hallelujah. We worship him in spirit and in truth. A worship, something that's going on the inside, which shows an outwardly effect. God allows, hallelujah, trials and tribulations, situations to get you to acknowledge him, to adore him, to set up your own testimony. Rem played that song and blessed me to know I was on the right track because it said, I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, it will. You know, he said, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Oh. You know that. So I ask you, how should you worship the Lord? How should you come to his house? Well, prayerfully, we'll find that in Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give way to this, but how should we go to the house of our Lord? Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Psalms 101 tell you, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. An exhortation to praise God and rejoice in him. Hallelujah. This song of Psalms, you know, Psalms is a song. The psalm is a song. They were Israel singing songs unto the Lord. The song of praise should be considered as prophecy and even used as a prayer for the coming of that time when all people should know that the Lord, he is God, and it shall become his worshipers. Hallelujah. Here's his worshipers. We are Christians all. Hallelujah. The saints in this earth, hallelujah, and they should be showing what a light. They should not be fainting, but they should be living. They should be showing the world, even through this pandemic, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. I know that our life should be showing the world, I know the Lord will make a way. I know he will see me through. He's seen me through time and time again. And everything he does, I trust his hands. I trust his handiwork. I see him in times past, how he has dealt with, oh, hallelujah, his children. And even backslide in Israel, he helps them to return unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he has to spank them sometimes. Hallelujah. Through war, through battle, but he still allowed them to be victorious once they return back unto him. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is awesome, mighty, and powerful. Great encouragement is given to us in worshiping God. When you worship God, you should do it cheerfully. Hallelujah. When God allows you to do something, or someone has asked you to do something, you should find joy in that. And hallelujah. And find it. Oh, hallelujah. You should be, it should be an honor unto you whenever you can do something for the Lord, or whenever the Lord decides to use you. And you should be just humble and say, have thy way, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes I don't believe, or sometimes I get lost in the situation, but have thine way, oh Lord. I believe, but help thine unbelief. And where I am weak, build me up, make me strong, Lord, so I can be a good vessel. It must be something that you've seen in me, hallelujah, that you wanted to use me. Hallelujah. Sometimes we miss it. We miss a blessing because we decide what vessel where we want to hear it from. Hallelujah. But if you open up unto him, hallelujah, you'll be able to see his goodness, his mercy, his handiwork. And sometimes it'd be good that we just look up into the heavens and realize we have a relationship with the eternal one, with the almighty. Hallelujah. If we just get in a way where we can hear his voice, he'll talk with us, he'll lead us, he'll guide us through his Holy Spirit. This is how we should, hallelujah, recognize what we have. Hallelujah. Try not to be so worldly, but try to get spiritually concentrate on him. And I guarantee you, he'll speak with you. He'll talk to you. It's how you serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. Whenever you try to get that significant other, you were trying to think of something to say. Women would try to be in a way if they like someone. They were sure sometimes through body language or a little flirtation. Why don't we flirt with the Lord? Why don't we tell the Lord, Lord, I love you. Lord, I don't want nothing. I just want to be around you. Hallelujah. I just want to feel you, Lord. You don't have the necessary to do anything for me, but I know you inhabit my praise. So let me praise you so you will come in. Hallelujah. And bless whom you will. You'll set free whom you will. You'll give me what to say, Lord. You'll give me how to teach, how to talk, how to walk, but I just need you near. I need you near me to help me, guide me, lead me along the way. Hallelujah. Lord, if you need me, I will not stray, but let me walk each day truly song unto the Lord. Know that ye that the Lord, he is good. He is good and he is God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. Some people think they live and they walk, they talk like they did it themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It took God to wake you up this morning. It took God to allow you to breathe. It took God to allow you to even sit here and concentrate and listen. It takes God to have us to move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It takes God. Hallelujah. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And then we said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates in the inner gates, in the inner gate with thanksgiving, to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Oh, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So why not be a part of that? Great encouragement is given to us in worshiping God to do it cheerfully. If when we stray like wandering sheep, from time wandering sheep, he has brought us again into his fold. When we have indeed abundantly called to bless his name, the matter of praise, the motives too, very important. Know ye what God is in himself. can make you just be in awe and praise. The Eternal One, the Ancient of Days, is allowing this personal connection through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because Jesus connected us back unto him. We should be thankful unto him and bless his name. And by no other name that men shall be saved, by no other name that men shall enter into the kingdom of God, but through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In that alone, you should be thankful. In that alone, is worthy enough to praise him every day. If he never done anything else for you, you feel like, but him giving us Jesus, he's done enough. Because Jesus have lived the perfect life, and the only thing we have to do is accept that God has done. Hallelujah. Accept that the way he has made. Accept it. And oh, hallelujah, we're blessed forevermore. But when we accept that, it does something within our thoughts and our minds. It helps us to think holy. It helps us, hallelujah. When we accept it, it helps us not only in mouth, but in action. In action, we accept this, hallelujah, and it's worthy of the praise. We don't realize how much we have to be thankful for. We don't realize it, hallelujah, until we start to think on God, until we start to read, and until we start to go through trouble, through trials, and we feel so low sometimes, and God allows his Holy Spirit to comfort us. Hallelujah. But you wouldn't know that without the storm. You wouldn't realize that without the trouble. You wouldn't know how wonderful things he can do unless he allow you to go through. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But when you have been tried, says you shall come through as pure gold. It's been tried in the fire, hallelujah, the fire that God allows. Accept it, hallelujah, willingly. Oh, and have mine way open up unto him, and mean it, and trust in him, and never doubt, and watch him bring you out, watch him lift you, and that's worthy to make your hands go up and say, thank you, hallelujah. I love the song that hallelujah, that Rembrandt played, and that same voice that you heard, that I know the Lord will make a way. Hallelujah. He's resting in his arms right now. But that same hallelujah bishop spoke and said, hallelujah, you won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No matter what you go through, no matter how the way looks, but every time we meet, God blesses us so that we don't leave here like we came. God gives us something. He gives us a word, or makes us feel the Spirit, or comforts us, and or teaches us, or takes us up to another level, or reveal things to us. That is a reason to rejoice in him, because God speaks, hallelujah, and man listen, and his life is changed forevermore, forevermore. It is a blessing that he allows us to come together and reason in his word. And when brothers and sisters come together on one accord, hallelujah, hallelujah, God to be praised, hallelujah, comes down and inhabits the praise of his people, habitation. He comes in among us. This is worthy of the praise, hallelujah. And sometimes he allows silence that we may listen as one teach. Sometimes he allows a stillness that his voice may be heard, hallelujah, and his holy Spirit dwells from, and his love dwells in us, and then it flows to Chicago, and it flows to Atlanta, Georgia, and it flows to Mississippi, and it reaches New York, and oh, hallelujah, and we are under his shadow. Oh, hallelujah. That right there is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. He covers this thing, then he'll entrust it prayers to us, hallelujah, that we may pray in faith, and God turns that faith sometimes into sight. Even before you pray, sometimes he already answers, but he allows us to go through this obstacle course. You know, you ever seen an obstacle course? The runner that runs through that obstacle course sometimes have to get on their knees, or sometimes might have to jump high. Sometimes you might have to dodge the fiery darts of the devil, but you still keep on moving forward. And hallelujah, and when you finish, hallelujah, accomplishment is laid upon your heart, victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all his truth. Not our truth, but his truth. Sometimes our truth could be mixed with a fairy tale or a lie, but the truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. To God be the glory for the things that he has done, for the way he has made, for the time he has lifted us, for the time he has brought us, for the time he has taught us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just tell him thank you. Oh, and continue to have your way, Father God. Continue to be with us, Father, for we know your way is the best way. Continue, Father God, to bless us that we may walk after thee, that we may talk. Oh, hallelujah. Use us as vessels how you will, Father God. Oh, and bless us to always be mindful, be reminded that we should give your name the praise for all that you do, Father God, even in the lessons that you teach that are tough to hear. Bless us to be open-heartedly, Father God. Hallelujah. For it is a blessing when you speak, Lord. And we say thank you. Thank you for speaking, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless our ears to be attentive to hear every time you speak, Father God. Bless us with the spirit of discernment, Father God, to discern the things that you have for us, Father God, and the things that you don't want to be said. Bless us not them, and the things that we should be, oh, Father God, like a duck. When the water hits the duck and it just rolls right off his back, the things you don't want, hallelujah, for us to have, let it roll off our back. Trouble sometimes, Father, let them just roll off our back, knowing that you, hallelujah, hallelujah, is the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you have. And thank you for the song, Rembrandt, because it just blessed my heart. Bless my heart. I know the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We'll make a way. You know, sometimes we need to just love on God. We need to just love on God. I guarantee you. Spend a day just loving on God. Tell me how you feel at the end of the day. Just spend a day, it's just you and him, and you just think about how many victories he has given you, how many ways he has made, how many times he has kept you. Oh, when you should have been just to serve upon you, but he looked at you and gave you mercy, gave you another chance. If you woke up this morning, that's another chance. We started you on your way. If you had the extremity of your limb, that's another chance to love on him, to reconsider him, to know that he is, hallelujah, still God, and he sits on the throne. And God remembers. If he remembers Noah and all that Noah had with him, God surely will remember you. If he remember the sparrow, hallelujah, a little bird that go around to and fro, surely he'll remember you. His handmaid servant, surely, hallelujah, hallelujah, God will remember. And the tears that you shed, he bottles them up, hallelujah, and he writes them. The good works that you do, hallelujah, God remembers them as well. Even a cup that's given, hallelujah, to the disciples. If you give his disciples, his loved one, his chosen one, a cool drink of water, God remembers. God remembers. God remembers. Bless you. Bless you. God remembers even your tears, even your works. Hallelujah. Even your time that you give him, God remembers. Hallelujah. And he writes it down in a book. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. God love you. God, I love you. God love you. We love you. Love. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know the Lord. We live away. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. I know. Thank you, ain't it? Hey. Amen. Amen. Remembering. I hear you. God bless you. Remembering. Promise never fails. Thank you, ain't it? Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 119. I have hidden your word in my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Hidden within my heart. Hallelujah. Nothing that even failing memories can separate us from his love and care. We have his word on him. God promise never fail. Thank you, Lord. God promises never fail. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many accounts we done had. Many testimonies we done had. How the Lord has brought many through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, live in love. I hear you. Psalms 112. Until the upright, there arise light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even here it has been read 1 Corinthians 13, if we don't have nothing, that if we don't have love, our voice clangs on people's ears, on our faith means nothing. And the Apostle John says that if we have material possession and see others in need, that action, that is evidence that God's love abides in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we have, hallelujah, if we have something and we see someone without, hallelujah, the love of God should move us, hallelujah, to help somebody. You don't have to have financial something to help somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know how I know something? Sometimes when you're feeling holy and you know someone needs something, you can do like leading them. They said, look on us. Silver and gold have I none. Hallelujah. But such as I have. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes a holy Christian is better than a sinner with money. A holy Christian that can just speak the word, or that can lay hands on somebody and burdens be lifted off of them, or healing be restored unto the body. Kindness in Christian. Kindness in Christianity when it working close. Kindness in Christianity with its working close. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be not weary in your service. Do your best for those in need. Kindness will be rewarded by the Lord who prompts the deed. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. And if you give us another one, God's mouthpiece. As God's people, we are his mouthpiece to spread his good news. Tell of the good news. Sometimes it's good for people to hear what the Lord have done, and it's able for them to see that he is still blessing, he is still working, and they can have faith and believe, and it'll help them in their situation. I was already feeling pretty good this morning. Me and Reverend Brown played that song, I Know the Lord, and it just boosted what I was already feeling. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What I'm already feeling, God just added unto the Exodus 4:1-12, who gave human beings their mouths. It is not I, the Lord. Now go, I will help you speak. Oh, hallelujah. The only thing you have to do is have a willing heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you dwell with me. May my words today build up someone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone for your glory. Say, Lord Jesus, you dwell in me. May my words today build up someone for your glory. Hallelujah. Help somebody. As God's people, we are his mouthpiece to spread his good news. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Uh-oh. She on it real. Purpose and routine. She gave another purpose and routine. Jesus can transform our routine into meaningful service for him. Purpose. Don't get Jesus can transform our routine into meaningful service for him. Now sometimes we just go through the motions, but we need to stop and realize, hallelujah. When we open up this word of God, we need to be careful because God is speaking. Hallelujah. Sometimes some of us just open it up with routine, but I dare you to hope in God doing something, expecting the Holy Spirit to change your life or to bless you or to talk to you or to guide you. Hallelujah. 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 When we can, hallelujah, be blessed, you know, by Jesus can transform. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can transform. Mm-hmm. He can make a way. He did something yesterday I wouldn't even expect it. Hallelujah. A loved one sent me a text, and I'm like, wow. Hallelujah. Wow. It just sent me an awe. I just said, wow. Caused me to be thankful of his goodness and his mercy, hallelujah, and his love, and his grace, and his kindness. You can't beat God-given, hallelujah, no matter how you try. The more you give, the more you give of yourself. Watch what God do for you. The more of you give and because you love God, give not just your finances, but give your spirit, your all, your heart. Give it more to the Lord and watch what he do. Look unto this love letter that he gave unto us. This holy Bible, look into it and see what he have for you in it. And watch him do things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch, encourage your heart. All through it is the love of God, the victory of Jesus Christ. Oh, the salvation that he gave unto mankind, the way that he has made out of nowhere, connecting us back to God. Look into it. Find out what he's done for you. Hallelujah. And it is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. If he made a way for you, he'll make a way for somebody else. Oh, if he took this sinner and called him and he blessed his life and he delivered him and he looked upon my golden moments and made them to run on a little while longer, he'll be merciful to you as well. Talk to him sometimes. Oh, holly, tell him that you need him, that you want him, and watch him make your life more than you thought it could ever be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Right? If someone want to push the one button or want prayer, want something explained in the lesson, I just want to tell God thank you. There's the time. Push the one button. The one button. Hallelujah. You just want to tell him thank you. Maybe God laid something on your heart. Let's share it with us. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
When you hear the pressing of your heart and the thanksgiving of our sister gave, it calls you to want to raise your hand.
Come on.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was, me and the boys, we was at Walmart. And, you know, sometimes we run out in the parking lot and say, who the fastest one to the, who'll be the fastest one to the car? And, you know, Land did that, and a car was coming at the time. And, you know, I yelled at his name, and he finally stopped. So I just thank the Lord for him not being hit or anything, because it could have happened. So I just want to try to pray for us, and I want to thank the Lord for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God protect you. God cover you. Thank you.
Yeah, I know it was only him that stopped him, because it was a pretty close call. So. And the car never stopped. It kept on going.
So.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Jesus.
God mercy. God's mercy.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God all things. You know, because it could have been an hour for him to remove it. He did one thing.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a lesson too, you know.
Yeah.
He gave us a lesson that we need to learn from it, you know.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes in our lesson learning, it can be just that close, you know.
Yes, Lord.
I could allow this to happen, but I don't want to that God has been good to the church.
Yes, sir.
It's so good to the church, man. The church wake up every morning. You are the temple of the Lord. They always try to race each other back to the clock. This time it was a close call. God said not yet. He wasn't ready for it. He didn't want the grows up this thing. Praise God. You got some things for the young man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. God
thank
gave
you
a testimony. Because you seen something that could have been worse. But I thank God for mercy for you and the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you one thing. Whatever how he does it, man, something like that would have been like, you know, he still would have needed prayer. You know, come on. Just saying something was something that happened. But God gave some grace there. Mm-hmm. Reverend?
Lord, heaven. Thank you, Lord.
Mike must be flying upon you. What you got going on?
Praise the Lord. Oh man, I didn't even know that one, Rev. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, it's truth. It's true. Oh, hallelujah, endure to all generations. It's mercy is everlasting. That's his mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is all knowing, all wise. And he blessed us to see what could have been. Oh, but his mercy. Oh, and his grace. Hallelujah. It makes our heart overjoy and bless us to see and teaches us. He teaches us lessons and shows us how, well, what could have been. Hallelujah. But I'm letting my mercy cover. But I want you to learn from this. God is awesome. Oh, hallelujah. His mercy, his truth. Oh, hallelujah to all. Thank you, Jesus. Generations. His truth speaks though. It's a different world now than the world we grew up in, but God's truth still endures. His mercy is everlasting. Oh, hallelujah. And his truth is still speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is still in very much control.
Wow.
Hallelujah. He said the car never stopped. But God's mercy covered. Oh, hallelujah. Seemed like trouble, they never stop. But God still covered in the midst. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. His mercy is everlasting. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the law. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, hallelujah. I know the law. Thank you, Lord.
No, real time. I was looking at something, Reverend, and God, I mean, he was speaking one day, and over there in Luke over there, you know, in chapter 10, and he was speaking, right? I'm hearing Brother Mike. He said this.
Mm-hmm.
Now. This is what he said now. He says over here, Luke 10 and 21, he said, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. I thank thee, O Father,
O Lord,
Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the pure, and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, so it is seen good in thy sight, and all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man know who the Son is but the what? The Father.
Yeah, Father.
And
yeah.
Who is the Father? The Son. And he the Son will reveal. Oh, help me,
Holy
Spirit.
Lord.
That's what we learned. He revealed something. He said Jesus rejoiced in the spirit things. He hides it from us. That's why Brother Mike hit that thing, hit the one button, because he knew it was God's blessing.
Mm-hmm.
He said he hides it from the wise in the purity. You know, reveals it out the base. He wants to see it. He wants us to see it. He wants to know it. He don't want us to be caught without. So if you love him, watch this here. If you love him, you'll hear him. So he'll reveal some things to you. When the last time God revealed something to you and told you need to do it?
Yes, sir. Oh, Lord.
The conviction is the whole thing. It's not the one who brought you here. The prayer that you hear his voice. Yeah, it's just a messenger. He just gave the message to the Lord. So we say this in passion and with love and with mercy. When Jesus can rejoice in the spirit, what's stopping us rejoicing? Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
The things God has revealed to us. He revealed to us all the time. I like when he said, verse 22, he said, all things are delivered to me of my Father.
Yes.
And
thank
no
you,
man
Jesus.
Know who the Son is. Oh, help me, Holy.
Thank
but the Father,
oh.
Who the Father is. But the Son, it said, he to whom the Son will reveal him. He will let it be known. That's why we got to seek and study. That's why we got to seek.
Mm-hmm.
Get somewhere and read the word. You know, get some kind of devotional time and learn his ways.
Mm-hmm.
Learn him. So when you coming across someone talking about the word of God, a teaching of the word of God, you know it's of Jesus. It's of Jesus.
Yes.
just we live in the day that people want to hear sounds, you know, them taking the sound like bread. They just sound dramatic, man. They could just make that, they just make you jump and turn flips almost because you just love how he and she are presenting God's word. But boy, when God is speaking, my sisters and brothers, when God is truly speaking, there ain't too many hallelujahs. When he's speaking, there ain't too many waves of the hand. Because sometimes a lot of Lord can find out if it had not been, oh, we have the Holy Spirit. But the Lord, who was on my side, he said, because like our brother was saying a while ago, it could have been that hour. The son, the grandson, the nephew. You know, when I said, the God said, not yet. But he could have allowed a little heartache and pain. You know, it's a lesson in everything we do, brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
God is a God of another chance. That is for sure. But then God will also be trying to tell us to hear him and seek him diligently.
Yeah.
Thank you for the word this morning. Thank you for the time out going over his Holy Spirit with him, because we know time come up. You know, time will come up all of us. We ain't going to be able to miss it, Brother Mike. We ain't going to be able to miss it, Brother Mike. It's going to come up, and we ain't going to be able to miss it. We're going to answer the call. We answer the call. We hope to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It could have been
thank
me.
Jesus.
Sleeping in my grave. But it was him. It was him, my brother. It was him. I'll be here today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When the last time you listened to Jesus?
Yes, sir.
When the last time?
Oh.
When the last time you listened to him?
Have you been there? Yes, sir.
Kind of thing.
Man, that's something that you say that because just this morning had a dream. It was a short dream right before I woke up, and I told my wife to be careful because I was trying to, in the dream I was trying to get her to listen at me and wait, and in the dream she had a wreck, and she was so careful in her spirit behind the wreck, and then she's like, she was sorrowful that she didn't listen, you know. And then when I woke up, and you know, and I told her to be careful, you know, and driving and don't be rushing. And then when I told her about the dream, and she asked me, did I bind it? I said, yeah, but the story behind it, I believe the Lord wants us to listen, you know, listen, you know. He wants want us to listen to him. You know, he gives us warning. Hallelujah. He guides us. He really guides us. But we got to listen. We got to listen. You read the other day, harden not your heart. When the Lord is speaking to you, receive it. Take it in, because it's going to be for your better. He don't have to lead you through destruction. He can guide you around it, but he wants us to listen at it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us.
You know, Rev gave us a beautiful message this morning, and he made it possible. He went through the things Aunt Martha gave us some nuggets.
Yeah.
And he left a lot of room for somebody to say, man, I might be traveling this weekend. Can you pray for me? You know, I got some things going on today. Can you pray for me? I want to testify that I was glad that came over, you could hit the one button. We gave you a lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit
Thank
it.
You, Lord. Yeah.
You can hit it, and we'll open you up. We'll pray with you.
Mm-hmm.
We can introduce you to Christ if you don't know
Thank
him.
You,
we can,
yes,
you, we can rededicate your life. We'll do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do
yes.
it. We'll allow the Holy Spirit to bless your heart this morning.
Yes,
one thing
Lord.
We learn, you give your heart to God. Give your heart to God today. Ask him for
mm-hmm.
something. Step out on faith and see what happened today. Step out on faith and see what happened today. Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit. This ain't the last day for nobody. It's just the last day
yes,
of
the
broadcast of this week. You know, some of us,
mm-hmm.
we try to do this thing 7 days a week, you know. You know, and we thank y'all for the for coming out, man. You got a lot of faithful listeners come out every
yes,
day.
Thank you, Lord.
And the time they come over,
they're
very faithful. We thank you for coming. You could have found a lot of things to do, but you stopped by. And we just thank
yeah.
you. And ask God to give you strength, you know.
Yes,
you know, and keep doing what you're doing, you know. Keep coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We don't come out of one way to just tell you thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And a man
mm-hmm.
said it's kind of shame if a man don't show no gratitude. Rep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Sir.
You know, he come
yes,
in,
sir.
Mm-hmm. Tell somebody
yeah.
thank you.
That's
Be
it.
Nice
That's
to you.
It. Mm-hmm. Because I think, yes, sir, I think Aunt Martha, God bless you, just send another one, Rev. Just send it. Earnestly seeking, earnestly searching. Oh, hallelujah. Earnestly, and you spoke that while ago, you know. Read and study, earnestly searching. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 62:1-12. You will be called, sought after, the city no longer deserted. Oh, hallelujah. God seeks his beloved children. Though our sins once caused us isolation from him, Jesus' sacrifice paved our way back to him. Searches for each of us intentionally among all the others, waiting expecting to fold us into a heartfelt embrace. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Aunt Martha. God bless you. You know what? Rev, the beautiful of, you know, we talked to her on the back line one day and we told her how we thank her for the golden nuggets that she gives us, and you know, we apologize sometimes if they don't be read. And she said one thing, it just blessed our heart. She said, well, boy, that's for you. Oh, you can you see the love of God, the humility of God, you know. He humbly sends them in, and she don't care whether they read or not, but she just want to bless. Oh, hallelujah. She just want to be a blessing. Oh, I thank the Lord. She said, I felt so much love and for that. You know, she said, she didn't care if she didn't get upset if we didn't read. She said, that's for you. Oh, we just thank the Lord. I just thank him for his love. For his love. God let me know, for every subtraction you think he does in your life, he replaces that. Everything you thought you couldn't live without, everything not pleasing in his sight that you would open up and let him remove, he'll replace it with more of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. If he has allowed a loved one to leave you, hallelujah. God called him into his rest, or God removed him. Hallelujah. He fulfilled that. Just keep trusting him. Watch him work. Hallelujah. Dude, you may share brownie tears, but it won't be without hope. Hallelujah. Because God is almighty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your tender care of us, Lord. Hallelujah. He's going to just embrace us in your arms. Oh, hallelujah. He'll keep you. He'll keep you. keep the one, we talking about the one that will keep you from. Rem read to us a short while ago. A lot of people call it the benediction. But many times, Rem, how many times have we heard that? But God let it minister to me. And he just opened it up to me. Been read it so much, tried to remember it. Hallelujah. But it says, now unto him, oh Lord, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless from before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I've heard that many times, but boy, it just really, man, it just really blessed me the day. He's able, hallelujah, to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for his presence with exceeding. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. With exceeding joy. He's going to present us faultless. Then he's going to do it with joy.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. I just want to put that in there. I just feel his love. I just want to be thankful. You know, we tell all the time about what we're going through or what we don't have. And, you know, like a small breath sometime, and I wish I had this, I wish I had that. But I'm thankful that I have what I have. I'm thankful, and I love God for the way that he made. I did not know about that testimony a while ago of my grandson until my son-in-law just told it. And, man, I see him working all the time. I just see him, man, I just love him. I just thank him in the name, because it could have been a different way. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 That's some realm. He used his mercy to teach us lessons. He used his love to teach us a lesson. let us go through the fire to refine us. Oh, hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something good is going to happen to you. This very day, this very hour, something good is going to happen to you. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Oh, hallelujah. Boy, man, I'm just rejoicing because I think about what could have been. What if Landon did not hear, oh Lord, his dad calling him? What if we don't hear our father speak to us? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I heard the voice of the Lord a while ago when you just read two scriptures, and man, it was just like electricity over here. Luke, oh, hallelujah. Luke 10, 21 and 22. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to miss my blessing. I'm telling him, thank you. Well, I thank him for his strength. because I know where I could be. I thank him for his mercy and love. Hallelujah. I know how he has blessed me. And and even in reading comprehension, thank you, Lord. He gave me a new understanding of his word. I tell him, thank you. I'm not ashamed to say what God has done for me. Hallelujah. Because I know if I tell it, hallelujah, he'll do more. Hallelujah. I know if I don't keep it to myself, he'll lift me higher. Thank you, Lord. Oh, to God be the glory. Oh, for his goodness, for his mercy, for his kindness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just gotta let him know that I realize, and I see him working. I just gotta, God bless my son-in-law to be a deacon. He don't like to speak or talk, but he didn't have to say what he said, but he realized what God has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you say, young brother? Don't tell me what God won't do.
God's
oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The love of God will cause you to move. Oh, hallelujah. Because you love him. Oh, hallelujah. I hear you, Reverend Bryant, with my voice. I will speak for you, Lord. When I open up my mouth, I will praise. With my hand, I will lift you, Lord. Because I don't want to know rocks. Crying out in my place. A rock can't tell what you've done for me. A rock cannot tell how you set me free. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord be the God.
I can tell it. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful thing God remembers. Hallelujah. You said it, Reb, and he led it to me in the scripture this morning. You said many times, you have said it, and God took me to it in the scripture. God remembers. Hallelujah. You said it, Ramon. Hallelujah. The works we do of being on this morning broadcast to start our day out right, to worship God, make sacrifices for God. God remember. God remember our works. God remember. God, David said, has now not wrote it in the book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can.
All right. You're right about it. You're right about
Jesus.
It. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
That's right, that's it.
706-3173.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good morning. Beautiful.
Greet y'all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Minister Yolanda this morning. I just wanted to get on. As I said, I want to be obedient in the word of God. God spoke to me to pray for y'all, and I had indicated that definitely the last Friday of every month, God willing and my health prevails, that I will be on to pray for y'all every last Friday of the month. So I'm here for that today. And also to just lift you up and give you an encouraging word that your work is not in vain, and that people do hear and that God is hearing your prayers and he sees the work that you're doing in the vineyard. I just want to thank y'all first and foremost. My mom told me that y'all prayed for me. But even before she told me you had prayed for me, I knew that you had prayed for me because God will show you with signs and wonders his greatness and those that are enlisting his help for you. So I just want you to know that your prayers are being heard, and I can feel them in my life, and I see them in the things that God is doing for me. So I still salute you. Keep on praying for me because God is doing something in all of our lives because of the ministry that he has called y'all for. I'm going to give y'all this little selection, and then I'm going to go ahead and pray for y'all. I actually have some appointments this morning, not trying to rush the word of God and his will and his way, but I just know I need to get to some of these appointments, so I'm going to go ahead and do exactly what he asked me to do.
God bless.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side?
Mama.
Where would I be?
Thank you, Lord.
He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He wrapped me in the cradle of his arms.
When he knew
I had been weathered by the storm. For if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be?
Yes.
The words of that song, when that psalmist wrote that, was speaking so much into my life. If I think back from where God has brought me, the things that I have encountered, the things that I have done, the things that God allowed me to miss, I just don't know where I would be if it had not been for him. That's why sometimes I don't understand why people can't just lift their hands and praise him, why they're not excited about praising him. Because if they just take a second and think about their lives and some of the things that had not happened to them or what they missed happening to them but happened to their friends and those around them, then they would just know that God, without God, you are nothing. Just absolutely nothing. Just being transparent this morning, on yesterday I received a phone call. I graduated in 1988, so that kind of gives y'all a glimpse as to how old I am. I try not to put it in the atmosphere too much, but I received a phone call on yesterday. One of my classmates, one of my close classmates, that we had grown apart over the years, just with life. Somebody called me on yesterday. She owned a salon. She owned a beauty shop. And they said she was in her beauty shop arguing with a customer. I don't know what she was arguing about, but I'm sure when she woke up yesterday morning, she didn't think that when I go to my shop and I argue with this customer, it's going to be the last argument. Through that argument, she had a massive stroke and fell on the floor of her salon and died immediately. And I just stopped and I said, Lord God, I thank you first and foremost for covering me and keeping me and giving me an opportunity. because he is not respective of your age, your color, your station in life, what you've done, what you plan on doing, who you with, who you not with, what your profession is, how much money in your account, what kind of car you drive, what kind of title is in front of your name, what title is behind your name. None of that matters when the day comes that he's calling you home.
My.
And I just have to give him thanks to let him know, Lord God, I hear you, and I know that there's still work you have for me to do, but I just thank you for covering me. She was a young, in respect of things, she was a young girl. She wasn't but 50 years old. And so I just want you guys to, as well as pray for me, her name is Jackie Bolden, her family in prayer. Because they are devastated. Nobody thinks that their wife, their sister, their daughter, their mother is going to leave the house that morning going to work. And you get a phone call saying that your mama passed out in the middle of the floor. She's dead. So y'all just please keep them lifted up. Lord God, we come before your throne of mercy, Lord. And we throw ourselves at you, at your feet, Lord God. But we're not worthy. We're filthy as a rag, Lord God. And so, Lord God, I ask right now that you look down upon us and that you forgive us. Forgive us for our wretchedness. Forgive us for our sins, Lord God. Forgive us for anything, any deed, any thought, any actions, anything that would not be pleasing to you or that would go against your word, Lord God. For your word tells us that you can only hear the prayers of the righteous, Lord God. And I know that if we are still operating in our sin and our wickedness, Lord God, you can't hear us, for we're not righteous. So, Lord, right now I ask that you cleanse me. Cleanse me, Lord God, as I come before your throne. Lord God, I lift up this ministry to you. I lift up the ministers, Lord God, that you called and that you birthed it out of them, Lord God. Lord God, just as you call and you know every hair on the top of our head, you know us all the way down to the soles of our feet. You know every path and every step that we're going to take, Lord God. You birthed this ministry. So, Lord God, right now I ask that you be in the midst of this ministry, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you put a hedge of protection around it and that you cover it and keep it within your will and in your way, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you cancel any plot and plan of the enemy that he may have to destroy this ministry, Lord God. For the enemy wants to kill and destroy all things that are good and perfect in your word, Lord God. Lord God, so right now we decree and declare that no weapon formed against this ministry that you have birthed, Lord God, shall prosper, Lord God. Lord God, your word tells us and lets us know that weapons can form, Lord God. But Lord, I ask that you continue to give them strength, give them knowledge, give them the wherewithal, Lord God, for everything that formed, Lord God, for them to be able to come up against it in your name, with your word, and in your will, Lord God, that it will not prosper, Lord God. Lord God, right now I ask that you touch them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you enlarge their territories, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you increase them, Lord God. Increase every aspect of their life, Lord God. Increase their health, Lord God, so that they may be physically able to keep running this race, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you increase their knowledge, Lord God, and their wisdom, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you make them good stewards over your word, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you give them every opportunity necessary to minister to lost souls, Lord God. Lord God, whether it be in the grocery store, whether it be at the truck stop, whether it be at the Walmart, whether it be on the side of the street, Lord God, I ask that every ministry encounter, Lord God, that you give them the strength and the wherewithal to be God in light in darkness, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you continue to give them times in their lives to study, to show themselves approved, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that no distraction come upon them, Lord God, that they be able to open their Bibles, Lord God, and that they not just read the word, but that they take in the
word, Lord God. Lord God, and when it goes into them, Lord God, that it not just stay in the ground, Lord God, that it begins to produce a harvest, Lord God. Lord God, let their fruit be so ripe, Lord God, that all that pass them know that they are a fruitful tree of yours, Lord God. Lord God, let their walk, let their talk, let their presence speak of you, Lord God. Lord God, let everything about them say that I am a child of the Most High God, and I am walking in victory, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you begin to increase them financially, Lord God. Lord God, in their finances, not for their good, but for the kingdom, Lord God. Lord God, let them be so, let their coffers run over so much, Lord God, that they are able to help every soul that you send their way, Lord God. Lord God, we know that every time a ministry is not always just your word, Lord God. Sometimes ministry, they may have to feed the hungry. They may have to clothe those that are naked. They may have to pay a light bill, a gas bill. They may have to pay any bill, Lord God. So, Lord God, I ask that you give them every financial need that they need in their house and that it runs over into their ministry, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that everything that they touch, Lord God, that it multiply, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that their ministry multiply. I ask that their household multiply for the goodness of you, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that everything that they come upon, Lord God, that it be for you and for this season, and that it be used for the ministry, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for connecting me to this ministry, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you continue to make me your servant, Lord God. Lord God, I am humbled and thankful that you chose me, Lord God. You could have chose anybody, Lord God, but you chose this little girl from the backwoods of Mississippi, Lord God, that you brought me from. And Lord God, I want to make you smile at every turn when you ask me to do your will and your way, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you continue to keep us connected for your purpose, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that our flesh not get in the way, but the will and the way of you, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that the word continues to become and that it corrects and that it gives insight to those that are blind to your word, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you continue to keep giving the word to Reverend Henry and Reverend Harris, Lord God, and that they, if it's just one soul, Lord God, we rejoice because the word says that the heavens rejoice every time one soul is saved, Lord God. So, Lord God, we don't even frown upon just the one. We thank you for the one. Lord God, we thank you for every opportunity. Lord God, we thank you for the heavenly connection, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that you look into their house, that you look into their heart. I ask that you connect them to the most holy and every a positive connection that they need to be connected to, Lord God, in order to further the plan that you have for their lives, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that there be any sick among us, Lord God. I ask that you begin to rain down your healing power right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask that if there be any concerns that they're not able to voice, Lord God, I ask that you read their heart, you read their mind, and whatever the need is, Lord God, that right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that it be met, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for heavenly divine connections, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for every opportunity that you give me to come before your people, Lord God, and to exhibit you that lives in me, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you. I glorify you, and I will lift you up every, as long as there is breath in my body, Lord God, and I give you all the praise. I give you all the honor. I know that without you, we are nothing, Lord God. We are nothing but dust. You created us from the dust, and from the dust we shall return, Lord God. So I know that we live and move through you, for you, Lord God, that we are your beings, Lord God. So right now, we ultimately give ourselves to you. We give ourselves away, Lord God, and that you use us in the way that you would like to use us, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that on no day, Lord God, let us become haughty and think that we are too good or not good enough, Lord God, to be used by you, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you this morning. I thank you for everything that you're doing and those things that you're going to do, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up those that are grieving right now for the loss that they have in their lives, Lord God. Lord God, right now I know that it is your will, for your word tells us that you are the author and the finisher of all of our faith, Lord God. We know that our name is written in the last Lamb of the book of life, Lord God, and we know that nothing happens by chance, Lord God. This connection was not by chance, Lord God. Me getting on today was not by chance, Lord God. The word that came today, Lord God, was not by chance, Lord God. Every person that is on the line, it is not by chance. We were destined to be here at this moment, at this time, Lord God. And so we just thank you. We glorify you, Lord God. There's not enough words in the English language or any other language, Lord God, to give enough praise to you, Lord God.
Yeah.
Lord God, yeah. I thank you. I magnify you. I glorify you. I lift you up, Lord God. There's no one like you, Lord God. And so I just give myself away to you. Lord God, I ask that you continue to keep this heavenly connection and that you keep us connected. Lord, I ask that you walk with each and every person this weekend and the following week, Lord God, until we meet again on this phone line, Lord God. And I ask that you be a hedge of protection around each and every one of us. I ask that you touch every truck driver, Lord God, that's traveling over the highways and the byways, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, I ask that you put angels before them, behind them, and on the sides of them, Lord God. I ask that you make every crooked path straight, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you give them eyes and ears that they can see from afar anything that comes that's not of you, Lord God, that they can hear and know the sounds of things that's not of you, Lord God. So, Lord, right now we glorify you, we magnify you, we give you thanks and all the praise in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Sis, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
I know you have to go, but we want to thank you for the awesome prayer. Thank you for just being a faithful servant for the Lord, because you didn't have to do it. You could have just said, no, Lord, this assignment is not for me. But you did it, and you're doing it. And only God knows why he had you doing it. And the reward is not on this side, I believe. I believe
God.
The reward is when you see his face. That just
means.
The reward is when you see his face and when he opened it up to you again, because he's going to open it up. He's going to open it up, and he's going to allow all of us to see on this day when he's going to remember and say, I told you the assignment, you did it, because he knows what we're trying to do here. And I want to say this here.
Mm-hmm.
You hear Reverend and I, you know, but it's some silent people over here that it's a part of the ministry, really a part of the ministry. You pray for all of us,
mm-hmm.
right? There's some silent. I must say their name, you know, to my brother Dexter. Brother,
I lift you up, Brother
Wayne.
Dexter.
Brother Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Brother Nutty. Brother Nutty.
Mm-hmm.
I lift you up, Brother Nutty.
You know, there's some come out. And they silent, but then some speak. Brother D speaks. You know what I'm talking about? Brother Witherdahl speaks sometimes. You know, there's some people come in and then those nuggets, your mother, you know.
Praise the Lord.
They don't hear them all the time, but they are part of the ministry. You know what I'm talking about? You know, there's a lot of listeners. I don't know their name. I see their number on it every time. But we ask you to. Now, for us, that just means, you know, God gave it to me a long time ago, that you got that little, give them flowers while they yet can smell them, you know.
Yes.
You know, they've been awesome to us, you know. We can't do without them, you know, because
praise the Lord.
I really believe, like you said in the prayer, if we just reach one of them, you know,
mm-hmm.
the angels in heaven with Jones. I believe that. And that's what the ministry is about. And we thank you for your faithfulness, and we'll always keep you in our prayer You know, to my
it
does some things God has in store for all of us in this heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all it's about. Yeah. Just keeping praying to Him, and it won't be in vain.
Yeah.
It won't be in vain. Your prayer for us
is
strengthening you, because we believe what the Bible says: earn, sharpen, earn. You know, then as you help us, you're helping yourself. I know
I believe that.
And the strength as you pull out of us, God give it back to you. He's not going to let you exalt yourself like that and not get it back. He's not.
I believe that. It's many days that I go and I'm tired. And I'll say, you know what, I'm too tired to call this person and pray with this person, or I'm too tired to do this ministry. And, you know, just to give a little backstory on myself, just a nugget, I actually worked in the front of ministry of this glorious gospel for 10 years. And I know yourselves being ministers, you know, you can get burned out in the ministry. Not that you get burned out on the Lord. You just get burned out on the day-to-day workings of ministry. And I had got burned out in ministry and doing for man and not really focusing on what God was calling me to do. And so I removed myself from ministry altogether. And then it didn't help when the quarantine and the coronavirus came out. I was like, yes, a time to rest. And I wasn't doing any ministry. And so this did not please God, because He called me from my mother's womb. And so when He saw that I wasn't going to do it by myself, He began to speak to me. And I truly believe that that's one of the reasons that He called me to use the gift that He has placed in me for y'all on this ministry that He has called y'all to do. And so I know that when I pour out, it renews a spirit within me. When I pray for you, I feel something leap inside of me. I'm praying for somebody else. And I think that that's God's plan in ministry, period, is to be a servant, to be obedient. The word tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. So I'm obeying Him at all costs, because I had found myself in a place to where God was not talking to me. And as ministers, you know that when God stops talking to you, you're not in a good place. You are not in a good place. It wasn't that I couldn't hear God. God has stopped talking to me. And so I had to get myself together, and I had to re-invite Him in, because God is a gentleman. He's not going to force Himself on anybody. And so I had to say, Lord, I had to first repent and say, Lord, forgive me. Who am I to think that I'm too good, that in my physical body I'm tired? So that meant that I didn't need to do my spiritual work that you had called me for. I think that that's what we're here for, is to do the work of God. The rest is additive of our own. And so in doing that, I know that God directed me to you because He needed me to get back in a right place of where He had called me to be. And so, and I just thank y'all. I know it to be true, and that was confirmation that you had just gave me when you said that when I pour out to y'all, that God is pouring back to me. And I want to just confirm that He does that. He does. The more I give, the more He gives to me. I can't beat God's giving. I don't care how hard I try. I can't beat it. The words of that song ring true to me, too. I can't be this gift. It ain't enough. It's not enough accolades that I could say, Lord, because of you, not because of Wanda. And so I just thank Him. And just a side note before I forget, I don't want to be remiss in calling anybody's name. If you would be so kind as to text me the name of those people that is on the line that you know by name, that so that the next time I come on to pray, I don't want to just call out just two names. I want to call out every name, because all of us are important to God. So if you will text their names to me on this number that y'all have, that's my cell phone, if you will text it to me, I promise you I won't be remiss in calling out the names of those that are working in the vineyard for the things of God.
No, with saying that says, and truthfully, you really did play from them when you say all, you know, talking about you did. But I understand what you're saying about you just want to call their name, you know, talking about. And one of the guys I mentioned, he's at resting right now, but to me, he's still alive, you know, talking about.
Okay.
When I say this, I'm saying this because he was one of the ones that say he pushed us, you know, talking about the start of the ministry. He said, man, let's put it on the front, you know, and God called him home and earlier this year, you know, over there, COVID, you know, he got COVID guy, you know, earlier. But I'm going to keep his name alive, you know what I'm talking about, because, you know, he spoke something to me. I know I ain't by myself, you know what I'm talking about, but I'm just crazy enough to just say thank you, you know. He did get the smell of the flower. You know, he was one of the ones
exactly. And there's a biblical principle behind keeping his name alive. When you look in the Bible in the Old Testament, when they had to remember the names of their fathers and their father fathers and their father fathers and their sons, it was a purpose behind that. And God wanted you to always remember your lineage. Not so much your blood lineage, but the lineage of this ministry. And so, yes, it would only be right that we call out his name. For you said he worked in the ministry and he helped birth and he helped start. And he was the one that told y'all, you know, let's go ahead and do this and do that. And so we will call out his name and honor God in the things that God considers to be good and holy. And so, like I say, even those that have gone on, send me their names. I want to call out their names.
That's why I wanted to say it, because I don't want nobody to just think, you know, I just been talking about etiquette. You know, you got to have, you hear us, you know, but there's a lot of people praying for us. And when you say about strength, you know what I'm talking about? You know, it takes strength to do this 5 days a week. You know what I'm talking about? A lot.
Yes.
To present stuff every day like this, you know, just to wake up and do this and all that. It takes a lot, you know, what I'm talking about? Not just a little bit, but a lot. And especially when you're doing it from your heart.
I know.
You can be discouraged a lot, you know what I'm talking about? But you keep putting, you know what I'm talking about? I don't treat this like a job. I treat this because of love that he has for us. That he went to Calvary for each one of us. And that's why I force myself, but I ain't gonna lie a lot, man. I only have a voice sometimes, but I still get on here and do it. You know, and there's something that he give me. He give me that strength to push on, you know. Testify with it, you know. But I thank you for that. That's why God got you here, so you can pray with us and pray for us, you know. And we're not going to leave you out, because I still believe as you minister, as you do what you do to us, it's going to come back at double fold, at 100, you know. I believe that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I believe that, you know. You know, if you don't do nothing like this and God don't lift you up, you don't. You know, God got some block. He's blocking some stuff and he allows some stuff to go through so you can grow both ways. Oh, I know right about it.
Yes, sir.
And he allows some stuff to come through to bless your heart. You know what I'm talking about? And you know, if it had not been for your mother, we probably would have never, and brother nothing, we probably would never be met like this. You know, we probably would have never met. But God put it together. We believe that this might be dead wrong. I'm not speaking for probably very little people, but we believe God picked people to put back over here. We really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You want to come? Well, I really believe that. Everybody's not going to receive the ministry. So he don't want nobody over here fighting and arguing. He wants to come together. Because he made a wedding feast one day and he invited some people to come out and they wouldn't come. They made all kinds of excuses. I got some land I need to go tend to. I bought some animals I need to go look at. I just got married. They made out. He said, "Well, go out the hedges and the highway, call them in, mean, and they still
yes,
have room.
Yes.
They still have room. You know, so I said that it's room in the house. Why are you sitting there?
Yes.
But this is what my thing is. We ask, since you come, bring somebody with you. Tell somebody about the plan, God's plan.
Yeah.
Tell them about it. So we can minister to everyone. We're not saying just only saints can come over here. But we all need help. We all want to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and thank you, though, sis. Thank you for your faithfulness, too. You know, you know, it takes a lot to do what we do. Let's put it that way. But I got you, though.
Yes, thank you.
I'll send a text to you.
Thank you so much.
I'll send
yes, and I don't mean to cut you guys off, but like I said, I'm headed into an appointment. I want you guys to have a blessed rest of y'all day. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Hello?
Beautiful day, man. Beautiful moment. And I'm going to say this with love, man, that this is what the ministry is about. You know, it really is, you know. It's not a box ministry. You know, God is bigger than the box. He's big. And we want him to minister to us all. Can I get some help with that? Thank God. If you ain't told him, if you ain't woke up, you already have, let's keep thanking him for his love.
That's it.
Let's keep living him.
Mm-hmm.
This is the day that he has made. We're going to be glad and rejoice in it. Let's give him thanks. Glory to God. For all the things he had done for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Well, we came to that. We don't have to tongue up nothing, you know. You know,
mm-hmm.
God really had blessed, you know. We don't have to.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
you.
If it's nothing else,
praise
now, you know, we're just thanking for her. Because I really believe she prayed already, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
She prayed for the whole ministry. You know, she just called
praise
a few names up. She prayed for the whole ministry, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know. He prayed.
Thank the Lord. Thank
so
the
we
Lord.
Just thank God, brother. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
If it be his will.
That's it.
If truly
yes,
be his will. If it truly be his will, we'll be back next week. We'll be back
yes,
next
Lord.
Week. Pray for us. Pray for our strength. And pray for God's will to be done. Because we sign out.
Yes.
We are trying to do this to all of us, trying to sit on the right hand of the Lord. One of these days we will sit on the right hand of the Lord. And when we do, we're going to remember this day that he gave us. So thank him. Brad,
yes.
Thank him, Brad. Thank him.
Yes, sir.
I love Darryl Cole. You know, he passed on, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he sings that song, In the Arms of Jesus. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it would be real fitting that we end it with that song, In the Arms
mm-hmm.
of Jesus. Let him keep you
yeah,
today.
Man.
If you want to do something
mm-hmm.
wrong, somebody put you in a corner. Call on the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen me so I won't mess up. If you got some things
mm-hmm.
you need God to do, call on the Lord. Because he's a merciful God. He wants us to come in as we are. So we just
yeah.
thank you. And we thank you for coming out. And I always do this here. love someone. Tell somebody you love them. Tell them you love them and mean it.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Man, you got something?
Thank you, Lord. Oh, that's it, man. Thank the Lord for, again, what he has allowed us to experience. It's a blessing, man, when we can come and just let God speak to us, let God talk to us, and know that he is God. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm thankful for. Thank you. I open up my eyes to just be thankful. You know, more, just be thankful more. I keep hearing that in my spirit, just to be more thankful for what God has already done. I just want to tell him thank you. You know, what he's already done. He's already, I don't care what you're going through, God has already made a way. He makes a way for us to escape. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. He tells us that, you know. So I just want to tell him thank you for just loving us. And he just does so much. And even if you want something more of him, he gives that. He knows what we can handle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to thank him. Thank him for even this opportunity to serve. Thank you. This opportunity to serve, opportunity to serve God, to love on God, to love each other. He opened up another door unto me just to be thankful and look at what he has done for me. And I'm overwhelmed, you know. He just started with my family, you know. He showed me how he broadened it. He broadened my family. He gave me multiple of family. Oh, so I just tell him thank you. I love him for, thank you for your prayers. Thank you, everyone that prayed for us. Continue, let's pray for each other. Continue, let's lift each other up. Continue to love on each other. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, it don't take one another for granted. Oh, relationships, friendship, kinsmen, don't take for granted, but thank God for it. Ask his blessings and ask him to continue to let you love the way he would love. Hallelujah. I love all of you. Thank you, God, for you. The name of Jesus.
Now we come to the part when
you good, Doc? You saying something?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just said. Yeah. I just said thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Now we come to the part when Mr. Songman himself, Daryl Cole, is not just a singer. He's a pastor. He's a husband and a father and a humble servant and a sweet spirit. And I couldn't think of anybody we'd rather have come and be with us tonight. He's been coming to Azusa for the last several years and assisting us and ministering and singing. But Brother, we love you. And he's the only singer I know that can jump two octaves and not hardly bat an eye. You almost just want to run up there and slap him. He can do that. Daryl Coley come at the time and sing another song that's written by Alvin, In the Arms of Jesus.
Communion. to right hand, our pleasure forevermore. There is no place that I'd rather be than in the arms of Jesus, my
home.